here, there, and everywhere. SAFM 105.1 FM in Johannesburg.
It's 9:32 on SAFM. As I said, we're coming to you live from the CSIR International Convention Center in Pretoria, where the Department of Science and Innovation is hosting this year's Science Forum South Africa. The department is hosting the Science Forum for the seventh consecutive year. Unfortunately, the shadow that has been cast by COVID-19 looms heavily on our daily lives, and for a second year running, no exhibitions are taking place here at the CSIR, and the sessions that are being done are happening online. We're joined in our makeshift studio by the Director General of the Department of Science and Innovation, Dr. Phil Mdjwakga. As part of the event, Dr. Mdjwakga will present the department's performance in the 2020 financial year, taking us through the department's achievement in science and technology and innovation. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning,
Katie. You are expected to present, like I said, the department's annual report, and we understand among other achievements for the 2020-2021 financial year is the work on COVID-19 and the response to COVID-19. Tell us what stands out to you in that work.
Thank you very much to give us this opportunity to share this work with you.
Mm-hmm.
As you remember, March at the beginning of COVID, mm-hmm. we had to think very, very creatively around how do we repurpose the science system to respond to COVID.
Mm.
There are four initiatives that I will be reporting as part of the highlights of the achievements of last year. The first one, we needed to understand the pandemic, and therefore we had invested in setting up a center for epidemiological modeling and analysis in Cape Town. And they came together and started to analyze the data to predict when the first wave would happen, the second wave, and the third wave, as you know. So there's a consortium now that uses data to predict when the pandemic will pick up. So that's the first achievement in terms of pulling the consortium of epidemiologists and statisticians to work together to give us insights into this.
Mm.
The second one is, at that time, it was not easy to do PCR tests and develop reagents. We set up a company that was a spin-out out of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, Cape Bio, and I will talk about this. And they have now an approved PCR test that they are now going to use not only in South Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa, and the rest of the continent in order to do what I think is going to be a usual PCR testing of whether you're COVID positive or negative. So this is a local company. Young entrepreneur will be making money out of the investment that we had made at the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research. The third one is, we have a group of scientists and technologists from the South African Radio Astronomy Observatory that have been building, as you know, the 64 dish array before we get the full 130 dishes for a square kilometer array in the Northern Cape. So, as you know, they've been building the dishes, building computer to analyze the data. So they were asked to work with the CSIR to develop ventilators, because again, we were not so sure whether the ventilators, because of disruptions in global supply chain, we will have them. They were able to produce within about 2 or 3 months, 20,000 ventilators.
Yeah, within a 3 month period.
Yes,
yeah.
Which were deployed in our hospitals. And now these ventilators are likely to be exported to the rest of the continent. So
yeah.
I can go on and on.
You
and
could
on.
Go on. But apart from COVID-19, one of the key issues that we face as South Africans is issues of energy supply.
Sure.
Right? As we know, of course, that the power grid is, you know, under tremendous strain and pressure. You know, your department, has it made any progress during the period under review in addressing how the country can use renewable energy to supplement the current Eskom energy issues?
Yes, there are three initiatives that I can report on. The main program that we are driving as a Department of Science and Innovation is a project to add value to platinum so you can produce energy from hydrogen. So essentially what you do is you have hydrogen, you put it in a device that then splits hydrogen into protons and electrons, and that's what electricity is all about. So we've been embarking on this project in the last 10 years, and we now have a number of hydrogen fuel cells that are locally produced. Last year, again, to combine your question with COVID, we deployed, I think, for the field hospital at the One Military Hospital, about 6 or 7 hydrogen fuel cells. And that hospital was relying on the energy that came from these hydrogen and fuel cells. So this program continues to be a program that we are funding and expanding to make sure that we have alternative energy.
Yeah.
As part of that project, for instance, the minister launched a hydrogen society roadmap, which will be launching these hydrogen fuel cells and fueling stations all the way from Durban in KZN up to Mogalakwena in the special economic zone, which will be powered by these hydrogen and fuel cell in Limpopo.
Yeah.
And then we're going to start converting trucks and buses that will be traveling on the N3 as well as the N1 and start powering them with hydrogen and fuel cells. So that's one contribution that we are making.
Yeah.
The second contribution is the work that we've been doing on using hydropower in the Eastern Cape as part of in the rural setting to provide energy. So this is a project between ourselves, Japan, and the South African National Energy Development Initiative, SANEDI. So this is where you convert water and you produce energy from water in a rural village. And then the third component is a spin-out company that we set out after the work on hub and spokes model on the research in photovoltaic cells that was done at the University of Stellenbosch. And this company has been providing in the rural setting in taxi ranks, you know, small photovoltaics to power people who are selling in a rank so that they can power their cell phones. And
that's fantastic.
Exactly.
But given the points that have been highlighted in the 2020-2021 annual report, what does the future of science and technology and innovation look like? I understand that one of the most important developments within the department is the development of the Decadal Plan as part of the new white paper on science and innovation. Is this a document that will guide your work? As my last question to you.
No, thanks very much for that question, KG. I was expecting it. In the next 10 years, yes, we now want to say we've learned lessons from how you can have the science system that responds to the challenges of the country. We've demonstrated that for COVID. There are other initiatives, such as the one that I've shared with you on energy. There are other initiatives which we've been doing on how you modernize, for instance, the sectors of the economy, such as agriculture, mining, as well as manufacturing. We have demonstrated how you use science, technology, and innovation to bring in, for instance, what is called precision agriculture. It's all science-based.
Yeah.
How you deal with new crops as a result of climate change in agriculture.
Yeah.
We have demonstrated with the ventilators how you can use science for reindustrialization. So we've been working with the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition to design innovation that would support the master plan that they have on the reindustrialization program. We've also identified the area of health innovation as an important area on how we can use the new developments in data, in analytics, in precision medicine, to make sure that we have health care that is able to help the challenges that we have in the country. So this plan is about all of these things and how we can work with each government department on how to modernize government, how to modernize sectors of the economy, and how to drive new sources of growth. We've identified digital economy as well as circular economy as new sources of growth that we'll be driving in the next 10 years.
We'll leave it there, and thank you, because I'm sure you're wanted inside. But thank you very much for your time. Dr. Phil Mdjwaga, as I said, is the Director General of the Department of Science and Innovation. Thank you, Dr. Mdjwaga. Thank you
Thanks
very much.
Thanks for the time.
So we're going to go to a quick break and come back with your calls. I see you, Chris, in KZN. You want to talk about HIV. Sydney in Akonhoek, you want to talk about the July insurrection. Langom, so in Jeffreys Bay, you want to talk about corruption. So the number to dial is 011-714-2006, 011-714-2006. You can SMS us on 41391. That SMS will cost you around 50. We're also on WhatsApp on 061-410-4107. Tweet us if you want. We're on Twitter. We are at SAFM Radio. And when you tweet us about the work we're doing here today, please hashtag SAFM Talking Point. We'll be back in a short while.